Welcome to the BMX News Announcers Tower podcast. I'm Mike Carruth. Renin Design Group owner George Costa is always a favorite guest on this program, and especially so when he's launching a new product. He was with us in 2010 as he launched Decimal Gearing onto the world, and again several times since with big-time BMX innovations. Today, George joins us with another invention fresh from the Renin Laboratory. George, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Yeah, man, always good to have you. And before we get into the topic at hand, how are things, you know, shaping up at the Renin factory building? Are you guys all moved in?
Close. I just have a few, like, inspections that have to get handled so that I can get, you know, an occupancy permit. But I'm in there every day working with the new lathe. And but I'm hoping by the end of March we're in there. Things just go slow with construction, and definitely this project's gone way slower than I thought it was going to. So.
Yeah, it always does, I guess, with the construction side of things, right?
Yep, definitely.
So we're we're in March here, so we're well into the 2019 racing season. Have you been reveling in all that spare time you have since moving on from the team manager role?
Yeah, definitely. I don't miss traveling at all. I don't miss having to rush to get jerseys designed and overnighted to Vegas. And
then they come back wrong.
it's been kind of a relief, to be honest, and really just solidifies that the decision I'm making is the right one, because I get to release, you know, products like what I'm going to do right now. So.
Yeah. So, and before we do that, are you still kind of watching those race results every race? I know it's probably a tough habit to break. And if so, any handicapping for the year end battle?
I definitely am watching it. I still, I'll text Glenn, who's running the team, running the answer team, Glenn Knapper, and I'll text Jim Buchanan from time to time, who's running Full Tilt, and Charlie Janke contacts me from time to time, so I'm still following it. I don't know. I think Full Tilt's going to be pretty hard to beat this year, but you know, they may run away with it. But I feel like Throwdown's probably going to give them a little bit of a hard time in places if they can. So.
Yeah, right. Well, definitely be interesting to keep an eye on that throughout the year. And, you know, got a lot of big races coming up. So Rock Hill this month should be pretty amazing. And are you going to make it out to any of those then? Or are you strictly staying home?
I'm going to stay home for the most of the year. I do think I'm going to go to the Egg Harbor National. Because that was a race that, when it was on the NBL circuit, they had every year, and it was a really fun race, and it's not very far from, it's actually the closest national to where I live. I live kind of in the, one of the worst places to try to go to national. So, but nothing else on the schedule I'm really too excited about. I may try to see if I can try to hit up some state finals, because that's something that I've always wanted to do, and just with the national travel schedule, never have been able to. So, you know, I don't know which states I'm gonna pick just yet. I may do one or two, but we'll see. It's definitely going to be, like, you know, high race population states for sure. So
yeah, no doubt. So moving on to, you know, the big news here. It's been some time since you guys have released a new product, and like you just alluded to, that's just because of time spent on other things. But now you're back to it and designing and cranking stuff out. So today, what do we have?
So today, I'm releasing something that I haven't had the capability to make because I didn't have the equipment. And what it is a newly designed chainring bolt, and we're calling it the Infinity Bolt. So one of the pet peeves I've had over the years is that we make really nice gearing and people buy, you know, super expensive frames and $1,000 hubs and everything. But it seems like the race population in general loves to throw the cheapest chainring bolts and chains on their bike that they possibly can, which sometimes doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Because those two things are the things that are literally you know, any kind of failure, your face is on the ground and you're breaking your neck, you know. I don't believe anyone's making them in the United States. And this is obviously being produced by me on my new lathe at my new headquarters. It's all sourcing U.S.-made materials, the highest grade, 7075 P6 aluminum. And we're also offering titanium ones, which are ultra bling. So, and those are made out of 6AL4V titanium, which is the highest grade you can get. So it's challenging for sure, like trying to design something that, because obviously we can't have like a super expensive chainring bolt. So trying to design something that will cut quickly and have all the features that I'm looking for in it has been a little bit of a challenge. But this bolt design has something that's never been done before. So under the male portion of the bolt, under the head, is a tiny little shoulder. And that shoulder fits very nicely in either the spider or the gear, depending on how you have your cranks arranged in your gear, whether it's running on the outside of the spider or the inside of the spider. And what that does is it gives another bearing point to transmit the load and transmit the stress and everything. So it's a much stronger design and because of that feature. And that was something that I just, you know, it's one of these things that to me, it's a very, very small, I said it on the Real the Burn podcast, and people realize what the first thing I'm coming out with, they're probably going to be like, oh, he's going to make chainring bolts, you know?
But well, yeah, especially since you were sort of famously the guy who sort of did away with half at least of the chain wheel bolts by way of your, you know, your threaded chainring design. That was a first for you guys, right?
Yeah. We were the first to do that back in 2008, and it was an improvement. It was an obvious improvement that I could see because of the wrenches that are used in a conventional chainring bolt to tighten them, and it just made sense. And it's not much more. It's only $5 more to buy yourself a threaded chainring bolt versus a non-threaded chainring bolt. So, you know, we released that, and it was hugely popular. It's been copied, and, you know, that's no fun, but it is what it is. So on the other side of it, though, on the bolt side, there was room for improvement. And it's basically taking that little protruded shoulder on the threaded gear that sticks out and throwing it on the bolt side. And that really does a lot to strengthen up the bolt. One of the other things that we did with it was all the bolts on the market seem to use either a 5mm or a 6mm hex. And we decided to go with a 4mm hex, and the reason for that is strictly strength. So if it's a 4mm hole versus a 5mm hole, there's more material available there, so you don't have to drill as big of a hole, and it makes it stronger at the end of the day. So right. Everything that we're doing, even if it's like a simplistic thing like a bolt, we're trying to add little design features to it to you know, improve things. And this by no means is easy because, like, just, you know, the new CAD system I'm using keeps track of revisions and everything. And this design went through 97 CAD designs.
Wow.
Or CAD revisions. So it's kind of crazy to think about.
That really is, yeah, but, for a little bolt like that. And, you know.
Yeah.
So how does it work with the legacy Renin chain rings then? I mean, or any legacy product, but specifically the Renin one, because I would be certain that it would be kind of designed with those in mind, right?
Yeah, I mean, the existing Renin threaded designs, if that's what you're asking about specifically, those were always designed and made to use any chainring bolt on the market. So, you know, now that we're making our own, we're basically, you know, making something that is compatible with other things on the market also. So even if you don't ride a Renin chainring, which you should, you can still get these newly designed chainring bolts, and they'll work for, you know, whatever setup you have. I played around a lot with the length of the bolt backs, and actually settled in on, I'm like, traditionally when you buy a set of chainring bolts, they run about $20. You get like 15 pieces. They usually give you like shorts and longs and all this stuff. And sometimes they don't even fit, or they're too short or whatever. I played around with the length, and the shoulder helps in this also on the bolt head, to where I have a one length bolt that I'm calling regular that works on, you know, 95% of the combinations that are out there. And then if you do run a really thick crank, a really thick spider like the Anser accelerators, we have a bolt design called XL that will work perfectly for that setup. And if there's other thick options on the market, that should, you know, do you fine. So now the difference that we're doing is that we're not selling you 15 pieces and you bought yourself a four bolt threaded chain ring and you're throwing away, you know, 11 of the pieces or throwing them in your toolbox or whatever. We're selling you exactly what you need. So you can buy just four threaded bolts and you could buy just four threaded nuts if you have a non-threaded gear and put those two together to give you exactly what you need for your setup. So there's less waste involved because it's not good to be buying things and, you know, just toss them in the trash if you don't want them or having no use for them.
Right. Yeah, for sure. How does it work? So, how does it work in terms of the colors and stuff? I mean, obviously titanium is going to be natural color, right?
Yeah. Titanium can be anodized, but we don't have the capability right now. But we're offering titanium just in raw. But color options are for aluminum, black, raw, red, blue, and gold. So those are what's available right now. In the future, we will have more colors, but just right now, that's kind of what we're going with. So
right on. And then, so the cost, that's the thing that a lot of BMXers are always focused on. And so you got the aluminum and the tie versions. What are we talking about?
Okay. So, it's a little bit different, just because I'm selling you just what you need. So let's say you buy a Renin four bolt threaded gear and all you need are the four threaded bolts in either regular or extra long. That's going to run you $10, pretty much $2.50 per piece. And that's how you could think of it for all the aluminum chainring bolts. They're pretty much $2.50 a piece. So if you're buying a pack of five bolts and nuts, that's going to run you $25, which is just a few dollars more than like the highest priced chainring bolts set on the market currently. But if you're running something like threaded gears, this is actually very well in line with a lot of the pricing on the market for chainring bolts.
So how does that, how do you order, how does like the consumer order that? Is that like, will you be selling those just only on your own site so that they can order them like custom like that? Or are they going to be available at like a JNR or someone like that?
They're going to be available at JNR and Dance Comp and Calculated Racing for sure. Those guys have already said that they want to carry them. But basically the way that we're selling them is in bolt and nut packs in four and five. So you could buy a pack of four bolts and you could buy a pack of four nuts. And or, you know, if they're going to sell bolts and nuts together, they can have that as a combined package for $20 for four bolts. Five bolts will be the same thing. You could buy five bolts, you could buy five nuts, or you could buy a combined package of 10 pieces for $25. Titanium is going to run double the price pretty much. So the, you know, I said $2.50 a piece for the aluminum. Titanium is going to run pretty much $5 a piece. So on the low end, if you're buying four bolts for a four bolt threaded gear, it's going to run you $20. And on the high end, if you're buying 10 pieces, five bolts and five nuts, it's going to run you $25. $50.
Right. And so how does the strength situation between, I mean, obviously titanium is attractive for those, you know, those weight conscious dads, you know, who want to keep the bike, you know, light. Is there a strength, like differential there too?
Yeah, actually, titanium is actually heavier than aluminum. It's not lighter. So you have to keep that in mind. But titanium is roughly, you know, ballpark numbers, about 60% stronger than the aluminum. So, you know, guys who are concerned about, you know, running aluminum bolts and things like that, like, I know there's definitely going to be people out there that are, even though these aluminum bolts are going to be very strong, you know, if you're really, really worried about it, then, you know, run the titanium, because you're definitely never going to have any issues. These titanium ones are well beyond the strength of any steel ones that are on the market, for sure. And people should be careful, too, because when you buy stuff, a lot of times the grades are never listed. And if somebody's not listing the grade along with the product, it's probably because it's not really, you know, they don't want you to know what it is, really. And you could buy something that's titanium, and if it's grade 2 titanium versus grade 5 titanium, the grade 2 titanium is actually a little weaker, or in the same range as 7075. So it's really something people should be careful with. And steel is all over the place. There is no guarantee that if you buy steel that it's stronger than aluminum or titanium, because you don't know what heat treat you have. You don't know what grade you have. There's all kinds of stuff that affects steel. So,
I think that people out there, maybe more than a few, were sort of the same thinking that I was just, kind of explaining, which is that I think a lot of us think that titanium is lighter. And so that's why it's not. So, I mean, that's wow. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, maybe that's just one of those like duh moments. But for me, I always thought that it was lighter.
Yeah, no, the way you can think of it is, you know, as far as bike materials are concerned, steel is the heaviest one that we have out there. Aluminum is a third of the density of steel. And titanium is like, I think it's like 60 or 70% the density of steel. So you have something that is kind of in between steel and aluminum. But titanium for sure is very, very strong. Like it surpasses almost all steels that are practically used in BMX. There are some steels that really blow it out of the water, but that's very, very special stuff. So
why is it then that like titanium is so popular among the mini factory dads that, you know, they just want titanium everything?
That's because they're replacing steel. So if you're looking at trying to lighten up your bike and you got, you know, hubs and bolts and all these things, you know, if you replace all the steel with titanium, you're going to save a lot of weight. Aluminum bolts are not something that is readily available in strong grades. So that's why it's not very popular to go with something like that. So
interesting. So the aluminum bolts, do you have a weight restriction on those?
No, I have, like Sean Dupree's been riding the aluminum bolts and we haven't had any issues. And I mean, just in general, like over the years, I've always ridden aluminum bolts from other manufacturers and I haven't personally had any issues, and I believe that these are going to be much stronger than currently anything on the market in aluminum. So
right on. So when can, you know, Announcers Tower listeners get a hold of these, you know, the new product?
Well, the way that I like doing product releases is when I go through the trouble of having you do a press release like this and we do a podcast. Pretty much when they're done listening to it,
they could
buy it immediately.
Excellent.
So we're going to have everything available immediately on the site. There is, I'm probably a few days away from having the titanium bolt nuts ready. I was trying to run those out this weekend and ran into some tooling issues that I have to buy some new stuff this coming week. But everything else, including titanium bolts, are ready to go. So we have the short and long titanium bolt ends ready to go. And we have all the aluminum stuff in all the colors ready to go. Dance Comp and J&R are both going to be carrying the product. They have to, you know, get things listed on their site and whatever. But I would say if anybody wants to order through them, just call them up directly and you know, get your reserve in. And they'll make sure they get it to you as soon as possible. And, you know, one of our other vendors, Calculated Racing, out in California, they've been doing really well selling race light gears to the factory dads out there. And I believe they're going to be carrying the product also. So, yeah. But if anyone's, you know, really hot to get it, hot to get the new stuff, it's going to be, you know, pretty much I'm waiting for you to let me know when this is going to get posted. And I'm going to turn the website live. So.
Nice. And so one of the questions that I didn't ask, and I think the listeners would love to know, is why Infinity Bolts? Like, why is it called that?
Okay, so, you know, one of the things that we're pitching with this is that we believe in this design so much, and we're very confident that people are not going to be breaking these, that we're offering a lifetime warranty against breakage. So, and our suppliers know this, or not our suppliers, but our vendors know this, so... If you do happen to buy something and you're at a national and let's say something happens and you do break a bolt and you bring the broken bolt to them, they will replace it for you for free. Or I will replace it for free also. And that's breakage. That's not, you know, stripping or things that are more like, you know, over wrenching it or, you know, misuse. That's pure breakage. So that's why we're calling it an Infinity Bolt, because it should last you forever.
Very cool. Yeah. And then, so back to the question about, you know, sales channels, how do you, so for some of the tracks out there who might have either pro shops or have some things, sundry items available at the concession stand that, you know, our BMXers may need, tubes and plates and whatnot. How do you decide, you know, like who can be a dealer for Renin products?
Well, we try to make sure that it's actually someone that is, you know, legitimately pursuing selling BMX products, and they're not just, you know, selling it to their buddies or whatever. So, I mean, we honestly don't have a ton of dealers that buy from us directly. A lot of people, you know, that are, or a lot of shops out there, I think, are buying the product through different distributors. But I mean, anyone that does want to purchase product, they can always contact us. It's, you know, not an issue. I am, you know, very careful though about who is selling stuff, because it just can't be, you know, somebody, you know, selling stuff out of their trunk. Like I don't really agree with that. So.
Right. Yeah, it's a difficult thing in the BMX world, because, you know, as it is, we don't have a lot of dealers out there who are selling BMX product necessarily. And yet we do want to try and guard against, like you said, the person that's selling out of the trunk. But in some cases, that's all we got, you know, so it's tough in the sense that, you know, if you're not selling to somebody, who can you sell to then? You know, it's a difficult.
Well, you can sell direct. That's what
you can sell direct. Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely
a lot of people
right.
do. So.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, hopefully there isn't too many people out there doing that sort of thing. I know that there is, but I hope that people realize that, you know, I know everybody wants to get discounts and everybody wants, you know, racing's expensive as it is, and, you know, and everyone wants the greatest stuff. But I think people should also be conscious that, you know, there's retail pricing on products for a reason. And, you know, the dealer or the vendors, the suppliers who care are trying to hold their prices up, because we set a retail price for a reason. We believe that this product is good and that it can command this value. And, you know, we ask, if you don't want to support that, then just don't buy it. That's okay. You know?
Right.
Yeah. You know, but, you know, having people, you know, trying to figure out how to purchase the stuff at like a dealer pricing and then barely marking it up to sell to their buddies or they just don't care about how much profit that they're making on it because they don't have a storefront, they don't have rent, they don't have, you know, XYZ. That's not helping anything, you know?
Yeah.
And we actively look for that sort of stuff. I can't tell you, well, like probably once or twice a month, I am like the Renan internet watchdog and I have to go on Google and I search my products and I look for people. And sure enough, there's people selling stuff on Amazon and eBay and they try to get away with it. And then I find out where they're buying it from and I actively call and have them shut down or banned from buying the products.
Wow.
And, you know, I have to do this constantly and it's a huge annoyance, but I care about, you know, what my stuff is out there being sold for. So.
Yeah, I guess you have to, you know, these days, because again, it's such a strange market condition right now that, you know, I mean, gosh, who, you know, you got to be as diligent as you can, I suppose.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
So in the few minutes that we have left, you know, we've had a good episode here with some breaking news and anything else in the Renan world that you'd like to, you know, let us know about, you know, new products beyond the Infinity Bolts, maybe not by name, but anything, you know, coming up?
I like to keep everything, you know, close to my chest because I don't like, I don't think it's a good practice to like pre-release or say, hey, I'm working on this.
Yeah.
And, but I, you know, for certain, you know, when we do have something new, I'll definitely come back to you, Mike, and let you break it. And, you know, I am actively working on lots of different parts and lots of different things. And if you think about the kind of things that could be made in the lathe, I'm probably thinking of it. So,
nice.
Or I have designs on the table for something that could be made in a lathe because that piece of equipment I bought is super expensive and we got to start, you know, making sure that it earns its keep.
So. Yeah, for sure. You know, I noticed that a few people in the BMX industry forum and some of the others were talking about sniffing into the mountain bike space a little bit. Has that been something that you've, you know, considered or that you've started to do a little bit?
Actually, my very first product I ever released is called the Renan Rolling Logger. I developed that with my original partner for Renan, whose name is Ken Avery, and he actually runs Vittoria Tire now. He's like, I think he's like vice president or president of marketing or something like that. But he does a good job over there, and he was involved with Maxxis for a while, and he had this idea of making a mountain bike chain tensioner. So we were selling in that arena and we still actually sell them, not as many as, you know, geez, when I started Renan, it was 16 years ago when I started Renan. We had that. We had a mountain bike single speed spacer kit that actually had to get discontinued because we couldn't get it produced affordably anymore, which I'm probably going to re-look into making that now that I have the lathe. So we've sold to the mountain bike crowd for a while, but they are a difficult bunch, I will say that. So I find the BMX customers a lot more reasonable and just a lot like nicer in general.
Interesting.
A lot of the mountain bike people that we sell to, they're like I think they're the worst in this day and age of like Amazon and overnight shipping and all this stuff. Like I swear every single mountain bike customer I have, like if they don't get this part, they're going to lose some very important local race that's happening like the next day. And they will make the biggest stink about not getting something on time and, or what they expected or, you know, so I'm happy selling to BMX people. I like BMX people a lot, and it's what I know the best. So I'm not super excited to be jumping ship to try to just get more sales, you know?
Yeah, right on. So. That's cool. Well, before we sign it off for the day, we're right up on the 30 mark. So anything else to add to the interview, George?
No, I just appreciate everything that you do, Mike, for the sport. And, you know, hopefully the customers and the fans out there are into this and they like it. And they could probably rest assured that this is the has the most research and design into a chainring bolt that's ever existed. So
that's for sure. That is for sure. Well, we always appreciate you coming on the show, whether it's for new products or for, you know, learned commentary. And we hope that next time that opportunity comes up, we'll get you back on the show, and it won't be too long from now.
For sure, Mike.
All right. Well, for George Costa, I'm Mike Carruth. Thanks so much for joining us today.